Kia ora and hello. I've been asked to tell you about No Labels, the radio show for, by, and about people living with disabilities. The show offers interviews and news about the disability sector in Aotearoa, New Zealand. On Wellington's Access Radio 106.1 FM. Find us on Facebook or go to www.accessradio.org.nz. No Labels, our voice for you on Access Radio.
And welcome to our April edition of No Labels. We have Neil Jarvis back with us this month, and this time Neil is talking to us. In fact, it probably was about a year almost since Neil had been on the show after the roundtable conference receiving that great award, Neil. So welcome back.
Thank you.
And now Neil's going to talk to us about something that's relatively new. Neil, so what sort of technology have you been playing with?
Well, like yourself, Thomas, I am a bit of a geek and like to play with new toys that come out around the world and in the blindness community in particular, but also in others as well. One of the most exciting developments in recent times has been the onset of glasses. Not just ordinary glasses that we're all used to and we've all had around the house for generations and generations, but in my case, I'm using a pair of glasses called the Meta Ray-Ban glasses, and they are a pair of sunglasses. They look exactly like a standard pair of sunglasses. You cannot tell the difference by looking at them or by touching them, by holding them. They feel the same. They weigh the same. They have all the characteristics of a pair of sunglasses, but inside them they have a load of electronics and a camera and a microphone that allow you to communicate with the glasses. And the reason why this is exciting for us is because there are apps that are currently in the process of being launched that run on the glasses that will allow us to know about the world around us, give us information about our environment, the sorts of objects that are around, the kind of things that can be seen through the camera of the glasses, and how far away something is and whether it's going to be a danger to you as you're moving around, if it's an obstacle.
So Neil, with these glasses, does that mean you need to have a smartphone?
Yes, you do. Certainly with the glasses I'm using, as I understand it, there are a variety of other glasses that are being developed by other companies. Some of them are blindness specific, some of them are not. But in all cases, they do require a smartphone to make them work. Otherwise, they just are a nice pair of glasses to wear.
Right.
But to actually do the smarts, you do need the power of a cell phone. These glasses are great, but they do actually have very small power, really. So they're going to require something to actually do the heavy lifting for them.
So when you've got these glasses on and you've turned them on, how do you interact with them? You know, do you have to keep tapping them, or can you talk to them? Or
Yep, you can do both, especially with the native Meta app. That's an app called Meta AI, which is really why these glasses were originally developed by Meta, was in order for them to push the capability of their Meta AI feature that they are introducing. But one of the things that app does is it allows you to ask it questions, just like you might do with other AI that people may have heard of, like ChatGPT or Google Gemini or one of the many others that are around. Meta AI has its own version of that, and you can ask it questions either with your smartphone. I think you can even do it on your PC if you want to, or your Mac. But they've taken it a step further and built Meta AI into these glasses. So you can ask it questions. The classic one that it always gives you when you're first setting them up is, what is the tallest building in the world? I don't know how often I've had to ask that question, but it's one of the, or who is the current prime minister? All the things that you would normally think to be able to ask, what's the weather, what's the time, all those sorts of things.
The sort of thing you might have a smart speaker doing when you're at home.
Absolutely. Very much like a smart speaker. Yeah, that's right. But one of the best things about Meta AI is the ability to ask it to use the camera and tell you what it sees. And it will describe in quite some detail the environment around you. One of the settings, in fact, is to give me more detail when doing the description, because they've realized that blind people are actually a big part of their audience for this. So it's definitely something which is great at being able to, I've used it to look through kitchen cupboards, read items I'm holding, but I've used it when I'm walking down the road to ask it what's around me, to describe the scene that I'm looking at, whatever it happens to be. Recently, we were had a weekend holiday away in the Wairarapa, and a friend and I are particularly keen on bookshops, and we wandered into a bookshop. And for the first time ever, he was just able to leave me and let me go and wander around and play with the books and read what the books were on the shelves. I have never been able to do that in all the years I've loved going into bookshops. So that was pretty special. It's not the best device for reading long amounts of text, but for reading something like that, it was really, really good.
Right. So we've heard sort of mixed comments about Meta and their glasses not officially really being supported in New Zealand. Is that still the case? Yeah.
Very much so, I'm afraid. It's a great device. It's not perfect. It has issues. But it is a great device. I've had mine for nearly 2 years and love them, wear them most days, use them most days. But yes, one of the biggest problems is that they're not available in all parts of the world. They're available in the US, in the UK, in Australia, and in several dozen other countries around the world. Unfortunately, New Zealand is not one of them. And that what that means in practice is not only are they not supported, if I had an issue, I couldn't go to Meta for support with them, whereas somebody in Australia could. But it also means that I can't buy the glasses here. I had to buy mine in Australia. And when I set them up here to work, the only way I can set them up to give me the Meta AI capabilities is to use what's called a virtual private network, a VPN. Some people may have used those in the past to try and convince the website they're going to that they're in a different country from where
Surely
they are.
Not. Surely not.
No, never, 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 never. But if but if you have heard of that, Netflix, you may find that that's something that you've come across. And you can use one of those in order to set up an account with Meta. But the problem is they catch up with you. And I've had to create several new accounts, and I'm quite open about this. I've expressed this publicly, so I'm not telling your listeners anything I've not said already in public. And every month or 2 months or whatever the duration varies, eventually Meta catches up and they disable my access to Meta AI. I can still have the account, but of course I don't want it once I've lost the Meta AI. So then I have to set up a new one, and it's all a bit of an arms race, really. But it works. I do it because it's such a worthwhile product to have for me as a totally blind person wanting to find out what's happening in the world around.
Right. And so with some of these new apps that are now coming out, like I understand things like Be My Eyes, and there are a whole host of apps, Orion, they work in New Zealand. So you could use those with your
Yes.
glasses and not have to go through the hoops with Meta.
Yeah. So very recently, about 6 months ago, Meta announced that they were opening up the glasses to third-party developers through the use of a software development kit, an SDK. And what that does is it gives those developers access to the Meta platform to design their products to run on those glasses. And up until now, that has never been possible. You couldn't do that. Meta wouldn't allow anything else to run on their glasses, in the same way that often Apple doesn't when it comes to certain parts of its ecosystem. So Meta are not alone in that respect. Very recently, though, they announced that they were going to allow companies to access the SDK. And that would mean that they could develop their own apps on the glasses, and they would run a little bit like an app does on your phone, very similar. One app has just been released officially on the glasses. That's called Orion, or Orion, because it actually has two O's at the start. And yes, you're absolutely right. It works perfectly in New Zealand. I don't need a VPN to make it work. So next time my Meta AI is taken off me, which I, on previous expectations, is probably going to be within the next week or so, I may well decide not to bother chasing again, and I may just rely on Orion. I don't know yet. I'll decide. But Orion will run without the VPN. It'll run quite happily in New Zealand. It's just software, and it's happy to do that. Same goes for ScribeMe, which is probably going to be the next kid off the block when it comes to being an app that will run on the glasses. Does a very similar job, and as you say, Be My Eyes already works actually pretty well on the glasses, that I think works in New Zealand too, although I've never actually used it to ring a volunteer prop with the glasses.
And if I remember some of the information I was reading, you can even make WhatsApp calls with your glasses.
Yes, it's the glasses are very tied into the Meta ecosystem. So we have to remember this is why they were designed. They weren't designed for any sort of excitingly nice reasons, other than they wanted to give people another way to access Meta services, and those are things like Facebook and Instagram, and yes, WhatsApp as well. And WhatsApp is great because if you get a WhatsApp message while you're walking down the street, the glasses will tell you that, and you can ask them the message to be read to you, and that's all baked into the Meta AI app, which actually is one reason why I probably will go through the hoops again next week when the time comes, because it is a very handy feature to have.
And with the Orion app, I've been actually playing with it. So you can put it on your phone and use it. You can, I've asked it to describe a room for me. Can you tell me where my laptop is? If you're prepared to walk down the road with your phone in front of you, you can get it to tell you if there are any obstacles coming up. So it can be a great tool, even if you don't have the glasses, which I thought was really great.
Absolutely. And it's worth remembering that all of these apps, Orion, ScribeMe, Be My Eyes, all of them are smartphone apps first and foremost. The glasses is the next generation, or the next evolution, if you like, for those apps. Yes, they are first and foremost smartphone apps, and you absolutely can, and indeed I have walked down the street frequently getting them to describe what they can see. The joy of doing it on the glasses is that it's a hands-free experience. So you're not having to hold your phone, and sometimes some people don't feel comfortable about holding, a $1,500 piece of equipment in front of them in the street in the middle of a city. Probably not the most comfortable experience for a lot of people, and I increasingly include myself in that group. So I think that that plus the hands-free capability that the glasses give is a really good reason for for using them on the glasses as well.
Thank you for coming in, and look forward to hearing
pleasure.
More about what new tech you might have in another edition of the show.
Be happy to come back, and thank you so much for inviting me back on again.
Hey, no worries. Thanks, Neil. We're still looking at technology, and we're talking with Paul Brown. Now, Paul's got a different set of glasses to talk to us about today. So, Paul, welcome to the show. Tell us what you've got there and why you actually went with this option.
Okay, so I have the Agiga, A-G-I-G-A, the company, and their Echo Vision glasses. I have the Pioneer Edition. These are not on release to the general public yet. They're talking about a June drop date for the fully available glasses. So these are a kind of advanced beta set for testing and feedback. So some things will change slightly. We can talk about that in a bit. I went for a Agiga for a couple of reasons. One is I do use Facebook because it's there and you have to, but I'm not a fan of Meta and the big tech companies. Agiga don't keep any of your data from the glasses, so I was quite into that as an issue. Their slogan is built for the blind, with the blind. So they're a new product that, if you like, is designed for us, with us. And the other option is that if you bought in early, you got a guarantee of no kind of subscription service for the life of your glasses. So, and now I don't know what any subscription model is going to be, but there may be one at some point. Oh, and the other reason, and I'm sure Neil spoke about this, is that they're not geo-blocking, so I don't have to muck about with a VPN. The only issue is that they're not selling directly outside the US and Canada. So you either need a mate in the US who things can be posted to, or use a postal service that gives you a US email address, like NZ Posts. UBuy is the one that I used. So there are some issues. There are some wee problems to work through. But they don't geo-block, so the features are all available here without having to use VPNs or any of that stuff.
Right. And so do they use their own software, or, like I know with the Meta glasses, Neil talked about how you can use various different apps, or do you have to use their app to ask AI to describe things to you?
Okay, so two things, I think. One is that there is an app, and you do need that. So you need a phone to set it up. However, once you set your glasses up to your Wi-Fi, in terms of in your home, unless you want to change something on the glasses or whatever, you don't need to do anything. You can throw your phone out the way. Glasses themselves connect to Wi-Fi. Now, that creates a problem when out and about, and I am having a problem with my Wi-Fi hotspot. So you have to use a Wi-Fi hotspot when out and about, and I have to say that's not as stable as I'd like it to be. It kind of goes to sleep quite quickly, and you have to reconnect and stuff. But Agiga know about that issue and are kind of working on it. So, no, these glasses go on to Wi-Fi and the Bluetooth for your phone. You can choose whether to have your phone sound coming through the glasses all the time when they're on now, or you can have them separately. You only really need to go into the app to change some settings or to do firmware upgrades. They are kind of independent of that, and particularly when at home or on a network you use all the time, you're actually connected to the network. So they're they feel relatively like normal glasses. If you heard a beep there, unique. And they have a charging case, and that acts as a battery. You can plug them in and use it as a battery while wearing them, if you want to, or you can actually plug them into a power outlet and have the battery charging while using them, which I think is pretty cool. The battery is a problem. And one of the reasons a Giga went for a Pioneer Edition is that just about the time they were going to release, they say they found a battery that doubled the usage time. So the new version, the version which people can go and buy from, hopefully from June, will have a battery that's twice the battery time of these ones. And the battery does drain quite quickly if you're using live AI. So your glasses on the right, on the right leg, at the very end of it, there's a space for a charging port. And at the front of each of the legs, there is just there's a button on each. On the left-hand side, that's a power button, and it's used for power, taking videos and photos. And the right-hand button, the AI button, is the magic one. So press it once, and you get a one-off description of a scene, but you can then ask it follow-up questions. Press it twice, and you get a live scene description, which actually keeps going. So if you move, walk, turn around, put something new in the frame, it will update it. It's a wee bit laggy, still. It needs some refinement, but it works, and you can ask it questions. And if you press that button three times, you're in a reading mode. Unlike the Meta glasses, and as I say, I don't have a pair, so I'm not. This is what I've heard, not what I know from using them. It doesn't summarize what you read. Actually, it will just read
What's there?
whatever document you put in front of it. When it wants you to turn the page, just press the button again, and it'll scan and then read the next page. Actually, some people are saying, interestingly, because I've heard people moan about the Meta glasses and their kind of summaries. It's interesting because some people are saying, well, actually, I'd like a choice here with these glasses to have a summary mode to decide whether I want to read the whole thing or not. So it's quite an interesting one. And because of course, these are Pioneer glasses, we can make suggestions like that to a Giga who are trying to fine-tune stuff before they bring out full glasses. I'm not too worried about things like the battery yet because I know they're going to improve that. I think the AI modes and the other mode that I told you about, we just get the one still and then you can ask questions, work pretty well. As I say, there's a wee bit of lag if you're walking out and about with the live AI. But I have used it to find a bus stop and I've used it to find my pharmacy. There's a row of shops quite near me, and it's a bit of a nuisance because they're all very similar and working out where one shop is now. And so I did say, tell me when you see the sign for Mangere Bridge Pharmacy, and it did that. I've certainly identified what's in tins, and that a letter came. I was able to tell my kids Helena when they came in the other day that I had a letter for them. So that worked pretty well. So I guess you can do quite a lot of these things from apps on your phone, but there's something about wearing the glasses that you don't have to, they seem to capture things better. You just look in a general direction, and it seems to work a bit really.
Well, you're able to do things hands-free. I
You
think
can
that's the
call
real
Be
beauty
My
of it.
Eyes and Aira with the glasses if you want a human or they are or their AI type services. There are still some issues, so you can't use them for things like WhatsApp calls and stuff yet. They're still trying, I think, to work through some of that. because they're not Meta and an established company, and they don't own other companies and so on. You know, they've got bits of work to do, so there are some kinks still and some things that you'd want worked through. But they're very responsive to feedback. You can get prescription glasses, which obviously there's a charge for. They also have quite a fun, I've got just got my hand here. There's a sunglass, a very thin plastic sunglassy bit, and you can it magnetically clips to your glasses.
So if you've got a kind of you don't have sunglass glasses, but you need sunnies at certain times, they do have a clip on. I think it probably needs to magnetize a bit firmer than it does, but you know, it's an option.
They are not wraparounds, and so I got round that. I do only have slight peripheral vision, so I bought some what do they call them? Shields, I think, side shields or something, leather ones, bits of old leather with wee clips that I put on to stop it coming in the side, and those stop me getting some glare type issues. So, and you can't really see them; they work pretty well. What else? The glasses tell you when, you know, when you put them on, taking them off, you know, so that you can be sure that that kind of stuff's happening, which I think is quite helpful. Nice beep when you put them in the case so that you know that they're charging. So I mean, so definitely still some issues. You know, this is building the plane while flying it. They have had some issues and they didn't come to market quite as quick as they'd hoped. And I say that was because of some leaps in technology, particularly around the battery and some other stuff. When I was at the theatre, I just thought, well, I'll give them a wee go and see what they tell me. And that was quite interesting, of course, because I never really thought about it. The theatre itself was quite dark. But they did manage to tell me. I was at a Kappa Haka show as part of the Auckland Arts Festival, and they told me like there were 50 performers on stage in black clothes with a red kind of light behind them, which, you know, wasn't as good as the audio description I was getting, right? But had there not been audio description, it would have given me a better idea than not to have anything, you know. But I think these glasses will only get better as AI improves, as I have more people buying in, as you know, as things go on. You didn't ask about cost, so maybe I should let people
That's
know
always an
that.
important issue, Paul.
So I think I got them a bit cheaper as a as an early backer. It's either 550 or 599. 550, I think, US all up. I was maybe about 900, 950, New Zealand.
Hey, Paul, sounds like there's obviously you're still learning, but there's a lot of new things with development coming the way of the next rollout of the glasses. And so we'll wait to hear. We'll come back to you when you get your next set of glasses and find out, have those bugs been ironed out and what new developments are happening with them. So hey, Paul, look, thanks for joining us. It's been really great just hearing your insights into some of the new tech that's out there that can make a real difference in the lives of many of us in the community.
It's
So
an
thanks.
exciting space, I think, isn't it?
It
And
really is.
I think
It
it's
really
only
is.
going to get better. And I'd love to come back and talk to you when we get the proper kind of first edition and tell you what's been improved.
Hey, Paul, thanks heaps for coming in, and we look forward to your next update.